Just push.
There we go.
Go,
it's going.
Patreons.
What's on?
Squarning, bruv.
Morning, bruv.
Oh. Smorning, bruv.
Basically, we've just been scrolling through the Discord, which we know you'll...
all most, four of you really
most,
like.
Most of yeah. you spend a bit of time in. I'm trying to get Benny in there. Has he joined up yet?
I don't know.
Fuck's sake, Benny.
Oh, fuck me thinking of Benny.
Oh, what?
I was supposed to give him prices on three different...
Oh, that's all right, because he has...
three different exhausts.
I'll talk about it on the actual episode, but he took about 50,000 years to get back to me on a date to get my car done.
Okay.
He said, he's giving me the price. I said...
now it's doubled.
I said,
that's, tips.
That's absolutely fine. When can he do it? 3 days later, I said, yeah, that date suits me, man.
Anyway.
Said, sorry, mate, he hasn't given me a date. That was on the 16th of October, and then yesterday he gave me a date.
Nice.
But we'll talk about it more on the car-related podcast.
Arst.
Ah. Yes, yeah, so all three of us are scrolling through the Discord trying to find some of the questions you've asked us. And we're basically being
all fucking useless.
Can we take a guess at who has written this?
Go on.
Does any of you have subject for us to discuss?
That's me.
Yeah.
Is that what I put?
Does any of you have subject for us to discuss?
I mean, that sentence is so off-cam it hurts.
I'm such a mon, aren't I? Honestly. I send out quite important messages, be it work-wise or other.
I hope you fucking
perform
them better than
I
that.
I don't, mate. I can't help
Hello
it.
Hello there. Can I do some security for you?
Does you want any securities, people?
On this here doors.
All right, that's enough, you two.
Fuck off.
Dear. So.
I do like when Shuffle said, you can chat about previous employment and jobs you've had. Oh, wait. I think that was a mild dig at the fact all I talk about is one time a Volkswagen. Volkswagen.
I stuck a flute in my anus.
Oh, I do something.
What's
yeah,
the one
selling
thing?
Cars,
selling
was
cars, no, too boring.
What's the one thing you tell yourself at my age?
What's
well, I don't know how
though?
Old you are.
Fantastic. That wasn't formed by me either. Another long sentence, but an
Who
American, close second.
No, Shuffles, actually.
Oh, was it Shuffles? Mm. Oh, he's a truck driver. What does he know?
Do we actually know his real name?
I do. There you go.
Okay, good.
If you two cared to remember, you'd know his name as well, because I told it to you.
Dickie Hardstaff.
That's it. That's what he's called.
Yeah.
Or Rich. I'm
guessing his name's
Waylon
Richard.
Jennings.
Waylon Jennings.
He never did no harm.
He's just a good old boy.
He is just a good old boy. And
so
it apparently fights the
Richard,
system.
Then.
It's yeah. Richard, yes. Or Rich. Richard. Ford owner's name, isn't it?
Yeah, he has got a lot of Fords.
He's got a lot of
And he's
Fords.
Got a problem with Fords as well. He's like probably
yeah, they keep
got
breaking
an addiction.
Down.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
No, he's done it. He's done it well. He's done it right.
Yes.
How many Fords does he own?
Two, isn't
at
it?
Least three.
Oh,
I think.
Wow.
Oh, was
loads.
It?
I think he's got three, isn't he?
Well, I know he's got the
he's got the RS. He's got the ST.
How many BMWs have I got? Two. Loads.
Yeah.
He's got the RS.
Oh,
got
I thought
the
he
ST
had more
three.
Than that.
Well, let's ask
he's
him.
Got a lot of Fords. Oh,
let's
yeah,
ask
how many?
Him.
Two.
I mean, that's enough. That's enough Fords to keep you occupied, isn't it?
Good.
Let's ask him in the Patreon bit. I won't use his real name. Dickie Hardstaff.
Waylon Jennings.
Because you don't want an ass, or where your face used to be, Waylon Jennings. He's dressed like a cowboy, basically.
Yeah.
So that's why he called him Waylon Jennings.
Yeah.
And he's going to shoot him in the face, and it would have left a hole like a bummer.
Yeah.
So he said, you don't
yeah,
want
Yeah, we got the visual, all right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Then laugh Christ. Like I did. Pinging.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just me.
That's just Niall having
oh,
another
shit.
Stroke. Not of his cock.
How many Fords... Well, that's fires. Same thing. Fords, do you own?
I would have definitely put sieves.
Oh, look, Discord's got a message.
Oh, has it? Have a look.
One new message since 1835.
Oh, it's Niall.
This isn't going to be the fucking hard episode, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Talking about stuff they can see for themselves.
Well, yeah.
But this is now live.
Well, it won't be when they listen to it.
No,
so, what's one thing that you would tell yourself?
Shuffle's age.
Well, I guess at your current
well,
age now.
I'm guessing, and I might be wrong here, but I'm guessing Shuffles is older than me. So I'd say, well done, Niall.
No one's older than you.
Living this long. Fuck off, I'm the youngest one here. Well done, Niall, on living this long.
Can I tell myself at 18? Do not borrow money that's offered to you like sweeties.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea.
Because in a few years, you're going to learn what a recession is.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's more the fact they, at the time, they'd hand credit out like sweeties.
Oh, yeah.
So I was earning £700 a month when I was 18, and they'd lend me many thousands of pounds with no real concern as to whether I was actually going to pay it back or not.
Well, no, because they can always chase you for it.
Well, yeah, but...
with added interest.
But that's not the point, is it?
No.
You're 18.
And it's also not
stupid.
Something you consider when you're...
No, when you're 18, you're fuck you. It's like, no. Oh, easy money.
How much to borrow? Yeah.
Many
what
pounds.
Did you buy? What did you buy then?
Cars.
Can you
all,
make your answers,
all of them shit.
Can you make your answers more vague, please?
Yeah. I might struggle.
How much
but...
did you borrow? Many. What did you buy? Cars. Fantastic.
Things.
Things
cars,
and stuff.
Yeah, just things and stuff.
Cocaine?
No. My name isn't Niall Slim.
It's an ironic nickname. I need to call myself Fats when I lost all the weight. Yeah. Luckily, I didn't, because I found it all again.
Yeah, don't good. Borrow all that money, you dickhead. That's what I tell myself.
Come on,
18.
It don't matter. How much do you borrow?
I can't really remember, to be honest.
10 grand?
Might have been.
Was it actually?
Yeah.
Oh, Shuffles. He's got two, you fucking idiot.
You fucking idiot.
Yeah, the Mark 1 RS and the ST.
Oh, okay.
But he's looking at an Onion or an Escort at some point.
An Onion? He's going to buy you, is he?
And www.adultwork.com is where he wants to find an Escort to.
Yes.
Apparently.
And if you want a Fiesta, you need to go to your local newsagent and hope they've still got paper magazines. And look at the top shelf.
Sanitary towel. Asbo of the Ford.
No, it's Super Turbo.
Oh, sorry. So, yeah, he's got two. Tell him he's live on the pod.
You're live on the pod?
You're live on the podcast.
Yeah. Where's the stop button?
Come on,
do some questions.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
More questions. John, you didn't tell us what you tell yourself at 18, or however old you want to be.
I'll be 100% honest.
Don't date Natalie.
Well, yeah, that's one thing.
Fuck it.
Say her name. We'll not listen for a start.
Yeah. Actually.
This one's get a tenner out.
Actually, I think
lads.
I would tell myself to live a bit.
I don't go deep and boring
on
this.
Like, spend some money.
Yes.
You know,
be like me and Niall. Spend all the money.
Yeah.
Even if it ain't yours.
Can I take it with you?
Just
etc.
Just spend some money before you get to the point in your life where actually I need to be a little bit sensible with money at the moment, like my
now.
Point now, yeah. Yeah, you know, whereas...
See, I lived my life in reverse. From 21 onwards, I was boring.
Yeah, well, I've...
And then I became single at 27. Mm. And then started just...
Dating
to Bulge,
underage girls.
Apparently, dating underage
There's
girls.
No apparently about
according
it.
According to Bulge, doing cocaine. And
sniffing cocaine off of a 15-year-old's bumhole, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
There may be a paywall, okay? But let's not get too silly.
Notice how he didn't chuck in allegedly in there.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You can't allege the truth. What? Who said that? I didn't.
The non-squad are going to have to pay 10 quid to find this out.
They're paying. Oh, yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah. And no, then... I genuinely would like to have been able to tell myself to spend some money.
Mm. Let's be honest, though.
Don't be so fucking...
On hookers and blow.
The irony is,
caught
right,
up.
Everyone, especially on their deathbed, would say that, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a negative way to you. I mean that in a very positive way. And we all know we should live life to the fullest. Here's a fucking question, then. Patreon-related.
Words are difficult.
If
you're from Uffcombe.
Shut up. If you could find out when you're going to die, would you want to know?
No.
Ooh, no.
You wouldn't?
No, yeah. I don't think I would.
Okay, I would, definitely, 100%, without a shadow of a doubt. Because I'll tell you for why. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
We all assume we've got until we're about 80.
Yeah.
Maybe 70, maybe 90. Depends on what your family tree is like, right? Which means we put things off.
Mm.
Because we've got all the time.
Mm.
We're all in our 30s-ish.
Fucking ish. I'm halfway between you, cunt.
What, 30s?
Yeah, I'm 35.
I think halfway between me.
Halfway
I was like,
between
no,
30
so.
And 60.
Wee! Anyway, so we're all in our 30s, yeah? So we assume we've got 50 years worth of living to do.
Yeah.
There's no harm in putting that thing off until, oh, it can wait till next year, or, oh, it can wait till next month, or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
If you found out you've only got 10 years left to live, you would live the best 10 years in your life.
Yeah.
Rather than live a very mediocre 10 years and then die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I ask you again, if you'd find out when you're going to die, would you?
Nope.
Still no? Still no?
Nope, still no.
Why? Because you're worried it might be next week?
Yeah.
Well, what's that going to change? Nothing. You're still going to die.
Yeah.
Because that's the fear, isn't it? Is finding out you don't have as long as you think.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, but but then at the same time...
Double-edged sword, isn't it?
I do now have a... I know this is going to sound cliche as fuck.
John's the grown-up in the room, so
but
he has
I do have a
lose.
Bit of a different outlook on life.
Mm. Can I ask you seriously, has it changed your outlook and perception, and in what way? Because my dad, let me just tell you this quickly. My dad told me that when I was born, he, and this is maybe a bit deep for the podcast.
Oh, God, get rid of it.
He wanted to do a runner, basically. He didn't feel he was ready. He didn't feel, he felt like he had his life to live, because he was 22 when I was born.
Yeah.
I'm too young for this. I've still got living to do. I've still got pubs to go to, blah, blah, blah. And then admitted, I'm fucking glad I didn't. He might have been lying. But his whole outlook on life changed completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was his main focus, his drive changed, everything changed. So was the same effect on you?
Yeah, I would say so.
Penny doesn't listen
to this.
Now
he's got over the lack
so.
Of sleep.
Yeah.
Now you're not wanting to return it like you did in the first few weeks.
Yeah. I think what it does surprise me how much it's changed in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But there is so much that I want to make sure I get right for him.
Yeah.
Not for my own future now, but mm-hmm. for his future.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to make sure that he never goes without.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm going to spoil him.
No, that's different.
I don't...
Buying him a Boxster for his 17th, that little bastard.
Yeah. No. But I, at the same time, I don't ever want him to be in a position where he's not been able to do what he wants to do.
Yeah.
When he's, you know, when he's old enough to start making some decisions. And you know, I am genuinely only talking 3 or 4 years old. You know, if he wants to start, I don't know, playing golf, you know, because I play golf. No, let's fucking hope so.
Well, because it's cheap as compared to other hobbies.
No, it's not a cheap hobby at all.
But if you...
You see how much bats cost?
Yeah.
You
see how much a membership to a club is?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
All right, how much is the membership?
Depends where you want to go.
Yeah, if you're looking for Tiverton, I've just renewed mine. It's £1,000 a year.
£1,000 a year?
£1,000 a year. Just shy of. Just, yeah, but you do get 50 quid to spend in the bar.
Oh.
I'm doing a thumbs up for our listeners.
And you've got to buy bats and balls.
Yeah, but you don't buy balls. You get them from the clubhouse. You'll pay for them, don't you?
You buy
balls. Yeah.
They're not yours to keep, though, are they?
Yes.
Are they?
You buy balls.
Yeah, but you're not buying bats every week, though, are you?
No, but bats are expensive.
How much do you think a set of clubs would cost you?
I know golf bats aren't cheap.
Mm.
I do know that much.
Well, if you...
I know you're constantly wanting to upgrade because you think it's going to make your game better.
A lot of people do.
Then there's the wardrobe.
Yeah, I was about to say the wardrobe. I've seen the wardrobe.
And the shoes with the spikes on them. Yeah.
I mean, if you're a 1930s golfer.
Do you not wear shoes with spikes anymore?
No.
Oh. Yeah,
spikeless shoes have been
a thing for
many, many years.
Shows how much me and Niall know about golf bats and golf shoes.
I've got some winter shoes that have got spikes in them.
Oh, you do wear them?
But they're
then.
Plastic spikes. They're plastic spikes, and I only wear them if it's done nothing but piss down with rain.
Right.
The rest of the time, I just wear spikeless shoes.
Can you play in the rain?
Yeah.
It's just not very nice.
No, not really. It is what it is. But then if you've got the right waterproofs, it's, you know.
You ain't wet if you're dry.
That's it.
That sounded brilliant in my head. Well, then it came out.
You ain't wet if you're dry.
I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong. No.
Yeah, pull me up on that one.
But yeah, so.
So sorry, going back to the boy.
Yeah, so that's all it is. I've got a slightly different outlook on life right now. But don't get me wrong, there is still a massive part of me that feels like I should have done so much more before he was here myself, you know, because I'm sort of, I sit there and I look at it right now and I'm like, well, I can't easily say to Penny, right, come on, pack a suitcase.
We're off.
Next week, we're going to go and do the NC 500. Fuck it, we'll take the Cayman and we'll go for the whole week.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a thing at this current moment in time. Yeah. You know,
forget the NC 500. You can't even go to the end of your road.
Yeah.
Without a car full of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. True. You know, and it's little things like that where, it's a bit disheartening. But that's,
well, here's an example. I have quite a considerable younger brother, for those of you who don't know. I've got a younger brother who's 5. And I got off.
I'm like Aiden. I was like,
"No, I've got one, don't I?"
Yeah,
I've got little Ryan, bless him. But I'm, for those of you who don't know, I'm a massive, 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 for all of my sins, massive fat fucker. I'm a massive
ginger fat fucker.
Cokehead.
Okay. Coke. Not true.
Baghead.
I'm a massive Pink Floyd fan, and they had a sort of museum expedition. How do you say it? Is that right? Exhibition. Yeah. Went all around the world. And it was in London, and tickets sold out like that. And my auntie and uncle were able to get hold of some tickets, and it was for like the next day or 2 days' time. And my dad had just said, "Is you know the little one," and they said, "We've got these tickets. They're free. Should be like 50, 60 quid each. Do you want to go? Do you want to come? Do you want to go?" And my dad went, "Get out and get the boy." And I went, "Yeah, all right." So the next day, I drove to London. I stayed with my cousin. Went around on this sort of train that's under the ground. They call it the underground. And went to this Pink Floyd Museum free of charge and had an absolutely amazing time. And it was unbelievable. And yeah, my dad just couldn't go. Yeah, can't get the boy.
No. Here's a question for you. Staying with your cousin when you're not in Ofcom, does that mean you don't... You know.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
He still did, obviously.
He still did, obviously. Got to maintain tradition, but it wasn't.
Did it feel different outside of Ofcom?
When I said stayed with, I didn't mean I lived with. We stayed in a relationship. And I didn't sleep at my cousin's house. I slept in his with cousin. My cousin.
Slept in him.
It's a girl, actually.
Oh, even better.
So there you go.
At least it's not gay.
At least it's not gay.
At least. There's one box unticked for us. There we go.
Yeah.
It's still incest, but it's not gay.
Okay.
Incest.
So what's one thing your younger self would tell you?
Don't have a kid.
Don't have a kid. Yeah, I guess.
Do you know what? I wouldn't change anything.
No, well, you can't anyway. So.
No. I don't mean I not that I can't. I don't want to. Because every single thing, every decision, no matter how small, has led me to where I am today.
Overweight,
ginger,
bullying, friends that bully me,
sleepless,
yeah. Ginger, still. I mean, I don't, what decision at 18? I could dye your hair, your fucking
various
ginger
habits,
finger, nose. But yeah, everything I've done has led me to where I am today, and I have absolutely no complaints where I am today. Friends aside, but I could, you know, I wouldn't change anything. When I was 18, similar boat to you, Bulge, I applied for a lot of credit. Which I didn't get. But also, my credit score wasn't great because I was only 18. So
I remember the harebrained scheme to buy an E36 M3 Evo. And it just, you couldn't borrow the money. I remember
that.
Yeah,
no, I basically...
Because you would have done that, definitely.
Yeah. Crippled myself.
Yeah.
Both financially.
And the car would have broken.
And then I would have crashed the car.
Yeah.
Because I was 18, thick, and driving around a 320 horsepower worth of M3 from the 90s.
Yeah.
What started off as what was meant to be a small loan to get myself a nice 328 Sport... Then turned into an even bigger loan to get an even nicer 328 Sport, then an M3 Evo, and then it just got silly. But because I couldn't go down a conventional route, and because I kept getting turned down for loans, it was impacting my credit score even more. So then these people, these vultures, would phone me up and go, "Here, peck, peck, peck. You want a loan, don't you? Peck, peck, peck. Pay us 250 quid, and we'll guarantee we'll find you someone that will lend you the money.
I'm sure you fucking will."
And I went, "Take my money, motherfuckers."
Oh, you did you?
Oh, yeah, about five times.
Oh, no.
Because, we found someone. You just need a guarantor. Why ain't got a guarantor?
Oh,
well. Sorry, then you're shit out of luck. No, you guaranteed. Yeah, we found you alone. We've done our end of the bargain. Not our problem. You got a guarantor.
You did this multiple times before you went, What a fucking scam.
Well, I said to them, I was like, well, the last time I tried this, Mr. Vulture, they the only loan I could get at a guarantor. Oh, no, Mr. Drew. We'll do everything we can to find out that doesn't happen. Okay, cool. We found your loan. Cool. Do we need a guarantor? Not as such. Explain. You do need a guarantor. Yeah. Fantastic.
Basically, yeah.
And you don't need a guarantor. All you need is someone who vouch for you and put their belongings up as collateral if you do. So a guarantor then.
Yeah, what I need is a guarantor.
Yeah, you need a guarantor, mate, yeah.
Bear in mind, I was a self-employed security operative at the age of 18.
Literally on minimum wage.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
But I'd done a lot of hours. So
I remember you working like 7 days a week.
No.
Wasn't it? Was it 6 days a week?
No, I was doing 7 days when I set up the security company and got the contract. But what I was doing was doing 24-hour shifts.
That's right, I remember
that. I do three 24-hour shifts a week. How much of that 24 hours I was awakened by them, by the way, was entirely different.
About three.
Oh, it's fantastic. It was brilliant. It was such a fantastic
setup. Doing laps of that roundabout.
Oh, yeah. Cold engine. Why did that 540 blow up in the end?
I can't imagine why.
No, do a donut on a roundabout. No, I can't do that. Go on, do a donut. I might be back in a minute. Wom, 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 wom. Fucking wom, 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 wom. And then just lap to the roundabout, drive it back, turn it off, walk back again.
Yeah, bearing in mind, there's a housing estate.
Yeah.
And the car was not subtle.
No.
But yeah, anyway.
And neither am I.
No, that's true. No.
A big fat orange beacon, apparently.
Sinus.
6'3" sinus.
Oh, I haven't shit the bed.
Oh, congratulations.
I did shit myself again.
Congratulations. What?
Shit myself again.
Nice.
Did you get changed or just went, meh?
No, I got changed.
Ah, fuck it.
No, I shit my pants for free. No, I did. I come immediately out of the boxes.
Oh, you come in...
No,
what?
Don't need to start. Anyway, what's next?
He said he shit himself. Right,
we're 20 minutes in, and John had a little dig earlier that last one went on for 45 minutes, so...
Yeah.
Stop.
What are your favourite non-car-related films and why? Oh, we did that one, didn't we? Because I said Forrest Gump.
I'm not a smart man.
Yeah. No, I didn't say Forrest Gump. I said Saving Private Ryan.
You did, and I was very surprised.
Yeah. Shaving Ryan?
What did I say, then? I'll give you 20 quid in cash if you can remember the film I told you. Looks like I'm giving my money then.
Yeah, you are.
I'll even show it to you, the cash, just to encourage you more.
No, I honestly can't remember.
Bulge, can you remember? There's no cocaine on this one.
What was it?
I went Aliens, you went...
Saving Private Ryan.
Shaving Ryan's Privates.
Come on. Boom. Good fellas.
Ah, fuck. Yeah, I was thinking gangster film. I wanted to say The Usual Substance. Suspects.
The Usual Substance.
The reason being is he spent about 6 weeks trying to convince me to watch it years ago. I watched it and I was underwhelmed.
Fuck off. It is a fantastic film.
See? This is what I endured for 6 weeks.
Never next question.
Seen it.
You need to watch it.
You don't. It's really predictable.
Where would be your go-to holiday spot and for what reason?
Well, Niall's blatantly going somewhere in
Colombia,
Southeast Asia.
Colombia.
For the underage prostitutes.
Mm. No. I don't like them looking like that.
I don't like paying for them.
I don't have an issue with that at all. I just don't like them. I'm not into that.
On a slope.
You can say it, I can't. Asian girls, women, do nothing for me. Never have. My mate loves
Asian them. Women don't do anything for him. Asian girls, however.
Yeah, Asian boys. Asian women with a penis.
It's no chicks with dicks, it's all dudes with tits.
Every time I watch trans porn, I think that every time. Anyway.
Me too.
Like, that's not a woman with a penis. Ah, nut.
I'll be honest.
Never watch trans porn?
I would go to Austria.
Why? You're too tall.
What?
I don't know.
I was going to say,
picture Arnie's from Austria. And he's
I don't understand.
There's a Hitler reference in there somewhere.
Okay.
Why? Because it's pretty.
It's what is there to not like about Austria?
It's not
because it doesn't matter what time of year you go, it's fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're fortunate enough
in this
to find yourself on a road in the right car.
Okay.
With a pretty no lady traffic.
Next to you. Oh, no traffic, I mean.
And a pretty lady next to you.
Or lent on to you.
You know.
Paying for the ride.
Yeah,
you know
ass.
What the roads are like in Austria.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, fucking incredible.
I don't. Why is that? Oh, I wasn't invited.
Switzerland.
Switzerland as well, yeah.
Mm. Mine.
Bit fucking pricey, mind. Although yeah. Austria is probably quite pricey, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fuck John was
if you're
about.
Going, mate, you'll be fine.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hashtag minted.
New.
Yeah.
My.
And it's close to get to. So you haven't got to do all the fucking 30 hours on. Because, like, don't get me wrong, I've always really wanted to go to
Romania.
Tonga. Don't know why.
Really?
Yeah, I've always wanted to go to Tonga. Because I'd like to go to
Where
New
is
Zealand.
That?
It's just a bit further on than New Zealand.
Oh.
It's like a
little teeny
tiny
island.
Tiny island. And all of the people are massive.
Sounds gay.
They are, to be fair.
What, gay or massive?
I wouldn't call any of them gay. They're fucking enormous. They're all like The Rock.
If they're gay, you don't have a say in
them.
It's
just how they're born.
Oh, it's like Polynesia, isn't it? So it's, yeah, they're all
yeah,
Samoa.
Yeah, Samoa.
Mama.
So, yeah, I've always wanted to go to New Zealand for a few weeks and then go over to Tonga for a week.
The problem is the 25 hours of travel to get there.
At least, yeah.
Fuck that.
No, the problem is the small child now.
Because if you... Well, no, it's not... It's genuinely not that. Cause
you'd have done it otherwise.
I would have done it otherwise.
Oh, okay.
But it's when you Google, oh, how much is a flight to New Zealand? And you go... Oh, that's rather pricey.
$7,000.
There is actually quite a cheap one here. Look, it's only
goes via the rest of the world.
Yeah, it's only £1,100. What does this mean? Seven stops.
Yeah.
What does it mean by 37 days travelling?
Yeah.
That's what they call a round the world ticket.
Yeah.
Oh. You spend an hour in every airport in the world.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
You know, and honestly, I've always wanted to go to Thailand. And Cambodia and that sort of area, just because I think it's a nice place to look at, from what I've seen on
telly. That's what the
internet's
for. That's what the internet's for.
But it's the same thing.
Oh, VR headset, we'll do it later. Because zero interest to me, Thailand. Vietnam, maybe.
Yeah.
Is the war ended out there?
County lines.
Mm. County lines, a few quid to be earned out there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not county lines, is it, Vietnam? I
mean, that's
a little bit international. A little bit.
Teeny tiny.
Slightly.
What springs to mind immediately when
don't turn up draped in an American flag.
They don't care, do they? They're a lot more.
I don't know, it depends where you go, I expect.
Forgiving than the Germans. immediately, I think of a really nice sort of log cabin in the Ardennes. Is it Ardennes Forest by the Ring?
Yeah, Germany. Yeah,
yeah, somewhere right next to the Nürburgring.
Germany is very pretty. It's a
very pretty
country.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And I would own a E36 M3, which is stripped out cage, but to a very high standard, sort of touring car levels of standards. And that would be my daily and my track tool.
Yeah.
My ring tool. That's all I would do. Bum holes.
Butt plug.
Rim job.
Rim job. And that's all I'd do. I'd go to the shops in this thing. And then I'd go, oh, fuck it, do I have... Yeah, fuck it, I'll do a couple of laps. And I'd do that.
For 100 euros.
I don't care. Because my life would literally be one-bedroom log cabin. And the track.
One-bedroom masturbatorium.
Yes. What's this?
Open-plan masturbation station.
I've told you about it before, right?
Yeah.
But no, I mean, is that not perfect? Yeah. I mean, I don't... Yeah,
does appeal.
Someone like me, but I mean, different view, wife, kid, angry. But like, but for me, perfect. Yeah. Just, I mean, that to me is just pure perfection.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't speak German. I got a business to run. I can't just fuck off and live in Germany for a laugh. Well, I suppose I could. I could.
You're
really.
Minted.
Not minted, Bulge. Just aren't skint anymore.
And your go-to holiday destination?
I've always...
Tell us this in 50 minutes, in 50 seconds, please. Japan.
No. fuck that. Too much travel. I would genuinely like to go to Iceland. And I don't need a supermarket.
There's one in Onaton.
One in Taunton as well.
Oh, yeah, you live that way. Didn't you? I'd like to go to Iceland.
Yeah.
Is that where the green stuff in the sky is? Northern Lights?
Yeah, you get Northern Lights up there, yeah.
And the geysers.
Yes. And the
is that the women?
No, that's the big... That's the big squirting bits in the floor. The volcanic squirts.
It's the earth.
Nature nut.
Nature nut.
Nature nut.
No, but it's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Full of nature nut.
Yeah.
God, good, aren't we? Aren't we? I mean, weren't they very beautiful, interesting places?
Yeah.
And well done to us. Ah, 30 minutes.
Just but stop it.
Do you
want
to do?
Yeah, no, don't, because you booted off last time.
Fine. No. The one last question we'll do.
Right, well, crack on, John. Do what you want to do.
If money was no object, where would you visit?
Well, money's no object for you. So where would you visit?
That face was priceless.
I'll be honest. If money was no object, I'd go to Iceland. The shop.
just buy the whole thing.
Clean them out.
It'd be great. I would love
money
to be...
Money is no object for you, though.
No.
I have just bought all new bedroom furniture, a new bed, and a new mattress.
Yeah, see, you're fucking minted.
£1,300. The mattress, I'm livid. I only bought because there was a Black Friday sale on that ended in 23 hours. You can bet your fucking bottom dollar a day later I went onto their website to make sure the mattress I paid £700 for is now back up to £1,500.
Nope.
No, they just changed the name of the fucking sale.
Yep.
I'm furious. Really, really angry.
Anyhow, what was the question?
If money was no object,
money
where
was
would
you
no
visit? Object, where would I go? The moon.
Yeah, I'd go to the moon. I mean, that sounds like a stupid answer, but money's no object, doesn't
the
it?
The moon.
I'd go to the moon.
Well, fair enough, yeah.
I mean, talk about exclusive.
Yeah.
How many people have been there? Well, allegedly. Some. Allegedly.
I want to go to the dark side of the moon, though.
Pink Floyd?
No, because the Chinese have been there and they didn't tell anyone anything about it.
Oh, more conspiracies.
Ooh.
There is no dark side of the moon. As the Pink Floyd song goes, there is no dark side of the moon,
you're not
really.
Using...
As a matter of fact, it's all dark.
You're not using the logic of some smacked out...
He was a smacked out, yes.
...idiots in the 70s, from the 70s who yes. made songs that were far too long and made no sense.
How dare you take that
they
back now?
They were awful.
Right.
It was shite,
fuck
wasn't it?
Off, because this episode...
28 minutes of litter
one of
per
those,
song.
One
28
of those.
Minutes of...
Have you missed
the occasional...
Don't you dare!
The occasional...
on the guitar, and then...
£400 for a ticket to one of my concerts.
But we can't anymore, because two of us are dead.
One I need to buy songs. Another Ferrari.
Nick Mason, huge car collector. He's got F40.
Yeah, he managed to kick the smack and bought Ferraris when they were cheap.
Well, there's one of those songs. It is 17 minutes long. And it's a fantastic song. Copyright issues.
I'm already bored.
Hell of a solo in this. That's not the solo.
Like I said.
Yeah, it's called art.
Fuck off.
How is that not art?
Anyway.
We're going to get taken off for copyright infringement now.
Give a fuck.
And they will sue.
No, what they'll do is they'll go...
He's keeping himself in Ferrari somehow.
They'll go, hang on. No, because it... Oops. They've gone, we've made some fantastic music. Let's share it with the world.
Well, anyway, thanks for listening.
You didn't get to hear mine. Oh, no, the moon.
You said the moon.
Yeah. Who cares?
Okay.
I'm the only one who didn't answer.
John, quick. You got minus 3.5 minutes. Go.
Okay, if money was no object, I would like to go to...
Please, let me stop it.
I would like to go to the America.
Why?
And not hire, but buy.
Ooh. Just, well, yeah, because money's no object.
Yeah, just buy a really cool old American... something. Yes. I don't even
woman.
Care what. Yeah. I don't even care what car.
Well, an old truck.
And do the entirety of Route 66, which I know is very cliche, but I would stop everywhere. All of the little
Radiator Springs.
Yeah.
The UVA
wouldn't have seen the film, has he?
No, it's for kids apparently.
This is why you need to watch Cars. The whole point of the film is about Route 66, kind of. And friendship. And
sort of. And Peterbilt.
And tow trucks.
Not Max.
Max.
Okay.
Turning your lights on for Dan's sake, you moron. And all that stuff. Watch Cars before the next episode and give it a review.
You can even prop your boy up and pretend he's watching it.
Yeah.
Yep. Then give us a review. Not like that.
He'll do approximately 6 to 8 minutes maximum before he then sort of looks at you and goes, "No, this isn't how you parent."
No, he won't. No, he won't.
I'm going to cry now.
No, he won't.
And then I'm going to vomit on your sofa.
I promise you. I promise you two things will happen now. Watch the film with Archie, okay?
Yeah.
Two things will happen. One, he'll make it at least halfway before he goes, "Dad, what the fuck?" Okay? And the second thing that's going to happen is you're going to ignore the dad, "What the fuck?" and carry on watching the film because you're so engrossed.
Baby screaming.
There's a Porsche who's a woman.
Right.
Isn't there?
Mm.
His mate's a tow truck.
I know the premise of
his
the
name
film.
Is Mater.
Yes, I know.
As in Tow Mater. Right? He's got goofy teeth. Okay, that's his radiator grill. He's in Radiator Springs, which is like an oldie-woldy town on Route 66, which isn't Route 66 in the film. Route 69, I don't know. I mean, the X-rated version I saw.
With inflation, it's 71.
And he basically helps them. They stay in this town because they love it, but it's dead, and no one visits any of their shops or petrol stations or anything like that. And he's a jumped-up prick of a race car.
Anyway.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah.
Tatty bye.
Cheers, yeah, we'll speak to you on the Discord.
Yeah, speak to you all in the Discord, everybody. Thank you for messaging back so quickly, Shuffles.
Yep, much love.
Oh, Dickie Hard Shaft, whatever it's called. Dickie Hard Shaft, a pleasure as always.
Cheers, then.
Please don't cancel your subscription. We love you. And goodbye.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Press a button.